The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Good day, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Boomer Generation Radio. This is your host, Richard Address, coming to you live from WWDB AM 860 here in the Delaware Valley. And streaming live on WWDBAM.com. And we are pleased to welcome back for a return engagement, Toby Schwartzcastle, the founder of Girlfriends Magazine, and back from an appearance again here at Boomer Generation Radio in July when we talked about a whole series of events and issues dealing with some surveys and of Boomer women. And we want to expand on some of those issues, and we will do so right after these messages.
Today, many families are expressing a growing interest in preserving the values, thoughts, and experiences of their older members so that future generations can benefit from their wisdom. This is Steve Lubetkin from Lubetkin Communications. We can create a family legacy video you'll treasure for years to come. Get more information now at lubetkin.net or call 856-751-5491. Mention Jewish Sacred Aging and you'll get a 10% discount on your family legacy video project.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Again, welcome back to Boomer Generation Radio. This is your host, Richard Address, and we are welcoming back to Boomer Generation Radio Toby Schwartzcastle, the person in charge of Girlfriends Magazine, which is the only regional magazine devoted to baby boomer women in the United States of America. And Toby's a former resident here at WWDB and worked at PEN. He's co-authored a book, Adding Value to Long-Term Care. She's an award-winning author and speaker. And according to what I found out from you, the 2013 Hermes Creative Award winner for this of the Association of Marketing and Communications Professionals. Is that correct?
That's correct. I won that for an essay that I wrote
about my mother-in-law's Shiva.
Oh, wow.
I learned something from that. And that the name of the piece was, Thank You for Telling Me What to Bring. Because a friend of mine called and said, what can I bring for Shiva tonight? And normally I go, oh, I got it covered. Don't worry about it. But, you know, in a Shiva, you're just kind of tired all the time. So I said, well, if you really want to bring something, I need styrofoam cups. And I just started to list. And after that, she said, thank you for telling me what to bring. And then I realized that it helped her to be able to bring something as much as it helped me that she was bringing something.
The Shiva, for those who are not familiar with the term, is the Jewish mourning custom following a death. And it's usually at a home for about anywhere from 3 to 7 days. So we welcome you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
When you were here last time, towards the end of July, we spoke about the survey for baby boomer women that Girlfriends Magazine did last year. And frankly, with so many things that you raised in that show, we wanted to find a time to sort of like build on that. And I guess the first question building on that is from your experience and the subsequent magazines, why this interest in baby boomer women? What's the difference? What's the big deal difference between baby boomer men and baby boomer women?
There is a lot of difference besides the obvious. But first, I just want to say we did that in conjunction with Dr. Vicki Hanfield. So it was a conjoined effort. It wasn't just girlfriends. It was very much with Dr. Vicki Hanfield. Differences. We were talking before the show about how our generation was really the first for women to crack through that glass ceiling. You know, when we were growing up, most of our mothers were stay-at-home moms, and that was the role model. It's funny, I was driving in listening to one of my Carole King CDs, and she was a role model to me because she was not just, she started as a singer-songwriter, and then she became somebody really famous, Grammy Award-winning. You know, our role models were very much what happened on television. I joke that Bewitched was a role model for me, not Samantha, the stay-at-home mom, but Darren, who worked in that exciting advertising agency. And I majored in advertising in college because of what that just looked like so much fun.
You watch Mad Men?
I don't, but I want to sit down one week and just watch every one of them from start to finish. But, you know, that's one major difference. When I did research to start Girlfriends magazine, I realized that baby boomer women at that point were poised to own and, how can I put it, to own and to spend, to have two-thirds of the nation's wealth.
Whoa, say that again.
Okay, two-thirds of the nation's wealth. In other words, it was in 2007 when I started, or 2006 when I started my research, because our first issue came out in 2007. But at that time, they were predicting that by 2010, baby boomer women would own and control two-thirds of the nation's wealth. And it came to be.
Wow.
And what Madison Avenue wasn't realizing was that we are here. We've got the decision-making powers and the money to make all those decisions happen. And that's when Madison Avenue started to sit up and take notice a little bit and start to point their advertising in our direction. Because up until then, the big demographic was 18 to 49. And you figure by the time you're 50, you're a dinosaur. It's not that way anymore.
So how has that affected advertising? Walk us through that. I mean, you deal with this all the time in the magazine and everything. If that statistic is true, that baby boomer women are accessible to two-thirds of this nation's wealth, what's left? So how does that impact media? How does that obviously, it gives rise to issues like Girlfriends magazine, but on a national level, if you sit down between 7 and 10 and watch television, what are we watching advertisement-wise?
Right. I was going to say it's more the ads than the shows, and that is it's the same advertisers that are in Girlfriends. Home care companies to keep parents aging at home. Sometimes husbands have strokes and they need to be at home, or they're disabled or what have you. Assisted living facilities, health. You know, You'll read this. You'll read the latest issue where in my From the Editor column, my whole thing is about I'm 57 years old and I just started an exercise program at Coco Fit Club. And why did I start now at 57? Because I've got osteoporosis. And the doctor said, if you don't get started on a regimen, not only are your bones going to crumble, but, you know, your organs aren't going to work properly. So why did I wait until I was this age to get started? Because back then I had to wear ugly blue bloomers, like a gym suit, ugly bloomers. And I was a gawky, skinny kid. And I was embarrassed by the way I looked. And then those mean girls made fun of me. And that put a sour taste in my mouth. And so I stayed away from gym class even after I graduated from high school. But now women who are my age and hopefully earlier than that are crowding the gyms because now it's not just a matter of toning up the flab under our arms. It's a matter of staying healthy and staying alive longer.
In the work that I've done and continue to do in the aging issue and baby boomer aging and this health and wellness phenomenon is, we have found this to be very, very powerful. does it have to do with it? I know it, some of it has to do with health and just staying healthy.
Right.
How much do you think it has to do with this idea that if I really do concentrate on this, I'm going to push back my mortality? It's a way of fighting death.
Well, no doubt about it. And always keep in mind that baby boomers think they're 18 years younger than they really are. And that's right. And that's why it's such a shock when you look in the mirror and say, that's not me. That's my mother.
Right, right. I know. Every day. Hi, Dad. How did you get here?
Right. And it's always been that way. We've always felt like we were the invincible ones. You know, when I speak, I make a joke and I say, you know, they not only created Saturday morning cartoons for us, but they created sugary cereals for us, and they created the cartoons so that they could put the ads for the sugary cereal so that we would bug our mothers to buy that sugary cereal. You know, there were toys that came out just for us, Etch-a-Sketch and Slinky and Mr. Potato Head. You know, what did our parents play with? You know, blocks? I mean, I don't know. Everything changed for us. We were the television generation, and everything changed because of that.
So moving forward now in your research and your work with Girlfriends Magazine, give me a sense as you walk through this population of baby boomer women, the impact of the economy now on the change of the economy on lifestyle.
Well, as we were talking about before the show, it's very unfortunate, but divorce is rising among within our age group. Also, it's a fact that women live longer than men, and that
we're working on that.
Right. But it even happens where there are sudden deaths, or unfortunately cancer sets on at a younger age. And so we're losing our spouses and our partners. And if we weren't the ones who went out to work and we were the ones who stayed at home with our children, now we're kind of looking around and saying, what kind of job can I get? I'm getting close to 60 years old. Who's going to hire me? And that's a scary thought. And I think that is also where the economy kicks in, because with the way things are, there aren't as many jobs. The jobs that are out there are Starbucks barista and, you know, and you can't send your child to college on a Starbucks barista income.
So this, the whole entry level, the re-entry issue, I think is very important for baby boomer women. A lot of times we'll see kids go off to college. There's a real sense of, now I can go back and do what I was trained to do. I you know, gave up 10 years to be with my children. What options are those for that 58-year-old woman who is perhaps used to a certain standard of living, maybe competing with kids coming right out of college?
Well, first off, going back to college is definitely happening within our demographic. Mm-hmm. And you know that just because of all the online possibilities that we have. We don't have to be in a classroom anymore. We can do it online, that sort of thing. Remind me of the question again, because I'm a baby boomer woman.
The whole idea of this re-entry if I do want to go find and re-enter the workforce, I'm in my mid-50s and the kids are gone.
Right.
What options, and I may have been trained, you know, to do X out of college and work for 5-10 years before I had my children or my children started to go. But now I've been out of the workforce for 10 years. I'm trying to go back. My computer skills, I mean, you know, technology changes every 6 months. So you mentioned this tremendous rise of returning boomers going back to school. Universities around the country are filled with people our age who are going back to school, sometimes for retraining, but also just for the sake of education.
Right, right. Well, what we have to bring to the party is that we're more seasoned. We've lived life. You know, we know a lot of things that we didn't know when we were in our 20s and 30s. That can be attractive to employers. Also, the fact that when we say we're going to be somewhere, when we say we're going to do something, not to put down the millennial generation, but we really put our heart and soul into it because we know this is it. You know, we got to make a living.
Before we take a break, I just real fast, this whole issue with our own children, you deal a lot all the time now with women. They've raised their families. What message do you think they've given to their children, the millennials, that you can do it all, have it all, be anything you want to be, or is it tempered now?
That's a really good question. I think because we were empowered to do what we wanted to do, I think we're empowering our daughters to do that. It's not such a bad thing, because I heard the other day that a man is not a plan. So
a man is
not a plan. In
I
other
don't think
words,
I'm going to like this, but go ahead.
Oh no, no, no! It's got no. Look, I've got the best husband in the world. So I'm no. What I'm saying is, you have to know how to make a living for yourself. You can't say I'm going to get married. And even though I got my master's degree, I'm going to just stay at home with my kids, and I'm not going to use daycare and all this. And well, that's a wonderful thing, but unless you have something behind you, if a divorce happens, if a death or a disability happens, you're going to have to go out and be a breadwinner for your children, for yourself. So a man is not a plan.
Right.
You have to do it on your own.
When we get back from these few messages, I want to just pick up on just that whole concept of relationships and divorce and just explore some of the issues that seems to be coming down the pike now with some new studies about baby boomer relationships. And we want to do that right after we return here in a few words from some friends of mine at the Hecht Investment Group, of Janie Montgomery Scott, which provides concierge financial consulting and planning services. Using a formal investment process as their foundation, clients receive frequent communication and rapid response to questions. As you know, there are no needs greater than your own when it comes to personal financial planning. The Hecht Investment Group provides experienced guidance and an efficient management process that is important in today's environment. And we urge you to contact the Hecht Investment Group toll-free. Their toll-free number is 855-289-2168. And you can also visit them at hechtinvestmentgroup.com. They're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's 855-289-2168. And tell them you heard about them on Boomer Generation Radio. And likewise, a couple of very good and old friends of the show, Tandems East of Pittsgrove, New Jersey. Mal and Barbara offer a specialty tandem bicycle shop catering to couples who are serious about cycling together and being fit in this exciting sport. They're in their 25th year now, Tandems East. And they've sold tandem bikes around the world and in your neighborhood. They offer tandem-specific events and carry 13 brands, including their own house brand. They're going to be involved with a number of upcoming events, the Philly Bike Expo coming up in about a month, November 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Philadelphia Convention Center, the Seagull Century, which just took place. They were involved with that. And for more information at Tandems East and to set up a private appointment, they'll give you a private test ride on the tandem. You can call them at 856-451-5104. That's 856-451-5104. You can check out their website at www.tandemseast.com. You can also friend them on Facebook. And again, their number is 856-451-5104. Mentioned Boomer Generation Radio to Mal and Barbara. Their offers, their hours are Monday through Thursday, 6 to 10 p.m. All day Saturday, 8 to 5. And they're closed Friday night for what they say is date night and closed Sunday for riding themselves. So once again, Tandems East of Pittsgrove, New Jersey. Toby Schwartz Castle, Girlfriends Magazine. First of all, before we pursue that relationship issue, somebody wants to get in touch with you or get a hold of Girlfriends Magazine, how do they do that?
They can go to our website, www.girlfriendswithazmag.com, and we're on Facebook at facebook.com/girlfriendswithaz. And just can I add
something?
Yeah,
add anything you want.
Thank you. nobody could do a magazine of this magnitude by themselves. So I just need to, you know, let you know that I have a wonderful business partner, co-owner. She's the publisher of Girlfriends. Her name is Diane Druss, and she has so much experience behind her with publishing and with launching magazines. So I was very lucky to be able to bring her in about 3 years ago. She brought in Claudia Ferrace, who we talked about cloning. I wish we could clone Claudia Ferrace. She doesn't like that when I say it, but she sells. She sells the advertising for us. And then we have who I call our administrative assister, because she's my sister, and her name is Molly Lou Conrad, and she helps us with our events. We have tons of events. I mean, we even get on the bus and go to Brooklyn, and we're going to do that in December. We're going to look at the Christmas lights and have cannolis and hot chocolate, and we're going away in January for a girlfriend's weekend at the Golden Inn in Avalon. And we just have wonderful, fun events. We have mystic dinners with our psychic Carol Tolan, and we have that at Cucina by Sophia in Cherry Hill, and Ileana Cucino, and Maggiano's. And we just have a lot. Girls have fun. We just like to have a lot of fun.
So alluding to that and this whole relationship question, which I think is, to me, is a fascinating issue as our generation ages and our nature in response to our own relationship seems to change. You mentioned before the break some of the real need for having a certain sense of independence, especially financial independence. There have been studies recently in newspapers about the rise in baby boomer divorces.
Mm-hmm.
I think you used the term gray divorce.
Right.
And what do you see happening? And when these events with women, what's their response to this? Is there anger? Are they initiating some of this? Is this also a sense of, wait a minute, this is my time and I have 20, 30, maybe more years, God willing, of life ahead of me. I want to change.
Everything you said. We women come to our events in clusters, and then other women come all by themselves. And one of the things that we are so grateful for is that when these women come in by themselves, they walk out with phone numbers from other women who are either there as groups or who are also there by themselves. One of our favorite stories, Diane tells this story all the time because it's a great story. We went to Brooklyn on a pizza tour. We got on a bus with AAA, and they took us, and we ate pizza all the way through Brooklyn and did sightseeing and such. And there were two women there, came alone, didn't know each other, ended up sitting together, I guess, I don't know. And it was a long day, and when we were all done, we went back to AAA in Voorhees, went inside to use the ladies' room. And when these two women came out, they saw the wall of trips. Those two women booked a trip to Prague together. They didn't know each other at the beginning of that day, and now they're girlfriends. And what's happening is women who are getting divorced or who are widows now are trying to find something because they've been working, they've got the disposable income, and yet they feel, well, my friend is married. I don't want to be a fifth wheel. Well, now we're having these events and we're finding women are coming, enjoying themselves and realizing that a man is not a plan. You got to have your girlfriends. Sometimes we get men who want to come to our mystic dinners. And so finally we decided we're going to put this on our Facebook page. We have a lot of fun on Facebook. So we put on Facebook, men at the mystic dinners, thumbs up or thumbs down. Well, we got so many responses, thumbs down. Not because we don't love men, because we love our girlfriends. And it's just a certain relationship that women have with women that women don't have with men and that men don't have with men.
That's true. It's another story for another time,
right,
or perhaps another show for another time. What do you, and what, when the subject of children and grandchildren come up, what is it that the women who come to your events most want for their children and their grandchildren?
Everybody wants their children to be happy and successful and healthy. You want your kids to do better than you. you hope that you did better than your parents because they wish the same thing for you, and you kind of wish the same for your children, and you wish the same for your grandchildren, you know, and you also have to worry a little bit for your grandchildren with everything that's going on in the world and terrorism and pollution and, you know, and all of that, and climate, global warming and everything. You know, I don't have grandchildren yet. I hope to someday, but I do worry about that mm-hmm. for them.
Based upon your work with this cohort and the events and the conversations you've had over these last, since what, 2006, 2007?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the biggest fear that these women have in their conversations with you? What keeps them up at night? What are they most afraid of?
I think they don't want to be alone.
Oh.
You know, and alone isn't just with a husband or a partner.
Oh, no.
They want to have friends. They want to have pets. A lot of us love our pets. You know, who do you want to snuggle with if there's not a man close by? Your dog.
No. The alone thing, I mean, in the work that I do with baby boomer aging and spirituality, and this comes up all the time, that when you scratch things away, you rip off all the facades. As we begin to get older, and are more aware of our own limitations and reality, our own mortality,
mm-hmm.
we do not want to be alone.
Right.
We don't want to be alone now. And most assuredly, because we've seen it with our parents,
yeah,
we do not want to be alone as our life ends.
Yes.
And I think one of the things that's going to be significantly changing, it's already starting, it is the nature of living arrangements as we get older.
Yes. I mean, there's an article coming up in 2014 in Girlfriends Magazine, The New Golden Girls, because there are now established organizations where you can call and say, I live in New Jersey. I live in this zip code. I really don't want to live alone. I want to share expenses. I want to share my life.
Right.
And I also don't want to be alone as I age because my health, though it's right now, I know what's coming down the pike, and I want to be with other women so that we can keep each other going. I have a friend named Barbara that we've been friends since first grade, and we say if it ever comes that, you know, our husbands aren't with us anymore, we're going to grow old together in either an apartment or a condo or a house with our cats and our dogs.
Yeah, no, I really do believe that as this generation ages, there's going to be a move to return to, like, when in the 60s or something, those fantasy times
of communes
or shared housing,
mm-hmm.
you know, co-ed. Just because I think our generation will do everything in our power to stay out of that assisted living facility and that nursing home, because we've seen it with our parents.
Definitely.
And we've seen, as good as a lot of these places are and as wonderful as the people are in many of these cases, we also know what they are, and there is a certain sense of comfort of being in our environment surrounded by things that make us happy and people.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's going to come. I'm waiting it for, and I think it's already beginning to happen with some of these shared housing type of arrangements.
Definitely. And really and truly, assisted living isn't the way it started out to be, because we have a number of assisted living facilities and Girlfriends, and we like to do events there to bring women in. I just took a tour yesterday of an assisted living facility, and they have a concierge level where they have a spa.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's all day dining. It's like a cruise ship.
Yeah, except.
I know.
Except. We have about 30 seconds left. Real fast, Toby, if somebody wants to get a hold of Girlfriends Magazine, what do they do?
www.girlfriendswithazmag.com. And we'd love you to like us on facebook.com/girlfriends, always with a Z.
Toby Schwartz-Castle from Girlfriends Magazine, thank you very much for coming back to Boomer Generation Radio. We really appreciate it, and wish you continued good luck with the enterprise. And to all of you, have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week on Boomer Generation Radio on WWDB AM 860, WWDBAM.com. Thank you, Barry, for the producing today. Bye-bye.